Racing down the stairs, I knew that wherever Shadow had run off to, it was not anywhere in the house because he did not stop me. Neither did Leah, which only led me to believe that I was completely alone in the house. I was able to run straight to the front door, flinging it open and rushing out of it without being stopped by anyone. That had been far too easy. I did not stop running, though. With everything piling up in my mind, I just had to get away. What had I been thinking? How could I even want to kiss him? He was attractive, but he had kidnapped me and threatened to kill me on multiple occasions. It should not be so easy to forget that. So why, at that moment, had I? I was so embarrassed and ashamed of what almost occurred that I did not want to go back to the house. Not yet. It may be the safest place for me at the moment since there was someone after me, but I could not go back. In a few hours, when I have managed to calm myself down, I would have no choice. But until then, I needed to get far away from Shadow. I should have known it was not going to be that simple. About an hour after I ran off, my phone rang. Of course, it just had to be the person I was trying to stop thinking about. It seemed I was never destined for good luck. Sighing at the caller ID, I ignored the call. I did not want to speak to him. I was still too embarrassed. I kept rejecting the calls each time he rang, a grand total of 12 times. I assumed he was going to yell and threaten me for escaping again, and that was something I was not in the mood to hear. The more I thought about it, the more I realized I did not want to go back. Raven had an issue with Shadow, not me, so he could sort it out. Going back meant being locked away again until it was safe for me. But how could I trust my captor? How could I trust him after everything he had put me through? Leaving my dad's house was supposed to be the turning point in my life, the point where things got better. It was never supposed to be filled with monsters like Shadow. I would rather live my life blissfully unaware that vampires even existed if it meant I could finally live my life and be happy. That was all I wanted. Was that too much to ask? "Hello again," a voice spoke, causing me to flinch, not expecting anyone to speak to me. I half expected it to be Shadow, but when I turned my head, I saw someone else. Someone I was not pleased to see because it only meant one thing. Rick. "Go away," I told him, jumping off the bench I had been sitting on, backing away slowly. There was no way I would be able to outrun a vampire, but that did not mean I was going to stand around and let him take me back. It was obvious why he was here. Rick frowned, holding his hands up in surrender. "I'm not here to hurt you." "Shadow sent you, didn't he?" I asked, taking another step back. He did not answer, but his silence was all the confirmation I needed. I took another step back as Rick took one step forward. "I don't want to go back," I shook my head. "Just tell him you haven't seen me." "I can't do that. I'm sorry," he replied, seeming genuinely apologetic. "Yes, you can," I yelled as tears welled up in my eyes. I felt like an idiot for being on the verge of tears, but everything happening lately was proving to be too much for me, and I could not cope with it all. The stress was getting to me bit by bit, and I was tired of it. I was tired of everything.